Father, we bless you. Oh Lord, we exalt your name, for you are God and you are God alone. Thank you for your mercy and for your grace upon us. Oh Lord, we exalt you, Lord. Thank you, Father. We worship you. You are God and you are God all by yourself. Thank you for the blessing of this new day. Not just a new day, but the first day in the new month of August 2026. We worship you, Lord. We exalt your name. We say, be thou exalted, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We say, be thou exalted, Father. We exalt you. We lay our crown before you. We return all glory unto you. Thank you, Lord, for this new month of August, for your name will be exalted in our lives. We exalt your name, O Lord. We worship you. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name, O Lord. And Father, we are before you, O Lord. We ask, Father, that in this month of August, we enjoy your goodness. We see you as our Savior. We enjoy your goodness. We enjoy your mercy. We enjoy your blessings in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, let me be the first to wish you happy new month. I want to welcome you to this month of August. Today is Saturday, the 1st of August, 2026. I want you to thank the Lord for his mercy upon your life. Honor him for his good, his kind, and his mercy endures forever. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and speak concerning your day and concerning this new month of August, that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, the Lord go before me into this month of August and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I lift up the banner of the Lord over my day. I declare over this month of August, you are a month of blessing for me. In the name of Jesus, I declare that I move in the glory of the Lord. I move in divine connection. In the name of Jesus, I receive clarity. In this month of August, I am not walking in confusion. I walk in the clarity of his word. In the name of Jesus, this month of August, I am not living under any unknown fear. For the Lord has delivered me from the spirit of fear, from the bondage of fear, and he has given me the confidence to come before him, to call him Abba Father. I embrace the finished work of Christ upon my life. In the name of Jesus, I embrace the wisdom of God for this month, for this new month. In the name of Jesus, I declare that this month of August, I stay ahead. I am not going beneath. I call forth hidden riches that is in this month of August. I call you forth. In the name of Jesus, riches in sickly places, you are released unto me. Every day in this month of August will be a separate experience of God's favor, will be a separate experience of God's blessing upon me. In the name of Jesus, I break every cycle of confusion over my life, over my family. In the name of Jesus, I resist every coming together of the enemy concerning my life. I resist you. I stand against you. In the name of Jesus, I break down every siege of the enemy concerning my life. For this month of August, I break you down. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord perfect all that concerns me. Oh, the mercy of the Lord be upon my life. In the name of Jesus, today, this month of August, my description will be by his mercy. My description will be by his favor. My description will be by the blessings of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, this month of August and for the rest of my life, I will not be identified by my struggles, by my labor, but I am identified by the mercy of God upon my life. In the name of Jesus, people will look at me and they will say, truly, this is a man that has received mercy from the Lord. Oh, they will look at me and they will say, surely, this is a man that has been favored by the Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh, I declare God's blessings upon me. I declare lines are falling unto me in pleasant places in the name of Jesus. I raise the standard of the Lord into this month of August. Oh, I raise the standard of the Lord against every standard of the wicked. In the name of Jesus, every evil altar that is set into the month of August, you are pulled down in the name of Jesus. Oh, this month of August, the Lord protects me. The Lord shield me from the wickedness of the wicked. In the name of Jesus, the wickedness of the wicked will not come upon my portion. In the name of Jesus, I am under the cover of the blood of Jesus. As I go out this month, the Lord bless me. In the name of Jesus, in this month of August, I call forth angelic activities on my behalf. In the name of Jesus, I enjoy angelic assistance. In the name of Jesus, this month of August, I reject pain, I reject sickness, I reject infirmity, I reject any form of evil in this month of August. In the name of Jesus, anything that the Lord has not planted that is in appearance in this month of August, you are rooted out. In the name of Jesus, this month of August, I walk under fresh anointing, fresh unction, fresh anointing that breaks the yoke of the wicked. It's upon my life in the name of Jesus. I speak peace over my life. I speak peace over my household. I pronounce peace over this nation in the name of Jesus. I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Again, I want to welcome you into this month of August. The Lord bless you indeed. Quickly, I want to pray for those that their birthday is in the month of August. If you are born in the month of August, your birthday fall between the 1st of August to the 31st of August 2026. Let me be the first to wish you happy birthday. This new year will be a new season for you. In the name of Jesus, this new year that you are starting today, I declare over your life that your destiny embrace speed and accuracy. In the name of Jesus, I declare from the presence of the Lord release fresh unction upon you, fresh anointing upon your life. In the name of Jesus, that which belongs to you, that which is your portion, is given unto you. In the name of Jesus, this new year that you are starting, in the name of Jesus, you walk in the newness of life, under the newness of grace, and the favor of the Lord is upon your life. In the name of Jesus, I cancel every false prophecy that is spoken upon your life. I cancel them. Evil dream, evil words over your life is canceled. In the name of Jesus, I declare over your life that you will arise above every trap of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, whatever trap that the enemy has laid for you in this year is canceled. In the name of Jesus, whatever appointment that is against the word of the Lord, against the will of the Lord, that the enemy is keeping to present for you in this year. Maybe it's an appointment of sickness, appointment of defeat, appointment of demotion, appointment of death, appointment of curse over your life. They are canceled by the blood of Jesus. Every investment of the wicked that is sown into time, that is waiting for this particular year of your life to germinate, because you are listening to the word of the Lord, you are under the voice of the Almighty, that appointment, that evil word is canceled, is blotted out by the blood of Jesus. It will not stand. I congratulate you. You are blessed in Jesus' name. Once again, happy birthday. I want to welcome everyone to this month of August. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. By the grace of God, like I said, this month of August, our on-site fellowship, that is the Forge Ministry, is one this month of August. Just like yesterday that we started, we had our first on-site program. It has truly been by the grace of the Lord. It is by the blessings of the Lord and not by the doings of any man. No man can stand and claim the glory. All the glory is returned unto God. So this month of August, we are going to come together. We are going to celebrate. So we have programs that has been lined up in this month of August. And as they are coming out, we will let you know. But just keep it in your diary that on the 20th of August, and on the 23rd of August, we are going to be having a special program by the grace of God. The theme of the program is Wetting the Edge. As a battle axe of the Lord, you need to keep your edge sharpened at all time. We are going to be standing on the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 10, by the grace of God. It's going to be a wonderful time in the presence of God. So I'm personally inviting you to be part of this program. By the grace of God, our 1 hour prayer is going to hold second Thursday of the month of August. I want you to prepare yourself to be part of this program. Now, let me put the blessings of the Lord upon you as you walk into this beautiful month of August. Hallelujah. Our anchor scripture for this month of August is going to be from the book of Psalm 18. I want to encourage you, before I speak further, I want to encourage you to sit with this book of Psalm 18. It's a book of study where you see God. It's a portion of the scripture whereby when you sit down, you see the grace of God, you see God at work in your life, you understand better the hand of God upon you. So I want to encourage you to read the whole of Psalm 18, not just a verse. But for time's sake, we are going to pick verse 2 of Psalm 18, verse 2. And I want you to look at it very well. Let it be your watchword for the month of August. Let it be like a confession every morning before you step out. Psalm 18, verse 2. The Lord is my rock, my salvation, and my fortress, and my deliverer, my God, my strength. In him I will trust, my shield, and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. Amen. I want you to lay hold on this word very well. The Lord is my rock, my salvation, my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength. In him I will trust, my shield, and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. Hallelujah. This new month of August, I want you to stand, walk, and eat from the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ upon you. Listen to me. I want you to enjoy the communion of the Father, the King, your Savior, your Lover, a warrior, and the Lion. I want you to enjoy the communion, the fellowship from all of this angle. Enjoying him from the angle of a father, like a daddy. Enjoying him from the angle of a King, a Savior, a Lover, a warrior, and as a Lion. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. I want you to stand with a confidence in the word of the Lord over your life this month of August. Stand with a confidence in the Lord, in his unbreakable love for you, and upon his promises. Remember Philippians chapter 1 verse 6 says concerning you, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it. It means that he will perfect it. He will complete it until the day of the Lord Jesus. You are blessed in Jesus' name. I put the blessings of the Lord upon you. The Lord arise concerning your life at every instant of your call in the name of Jesus. The Lord be timely and timeless concerning your life in the name of Jesus. This month of August, you enjoy the favor of the King. You enjoy the blessings of the Father. You enjoy the defense of a warrior. You enjoy the strength of a Lion in the name of Jesus. The Lord deliver you from the pangs of death, from the harms of death, from the threat of death that surrounds you. The flood of the wicked will not come near you in the name of Jesus. The Lord deliver you from the sorrows of this season, from the sorrows of death, from the sorrows of sicknesses and infirmity in the name of Jesus. The Lord shake the foundations of the earth for your sake and deliver your portion, deliver your inheritance into your hand in the name of Jesus. The hand of the Lord pull you out of many waters, pull you out of proud waters in the name of Jesus. The Lord deliver you from the harms of the wicked that spoils your inheritance. The Lord deliver you from every form of wicked visitation that takes away your harvest in the name of Jesus. The Lord strengthen you. Your strength will not be taken away in your time of harvest in the name of Jesus. The Lord plant you into a large place. Your life is no longer restricted. You are no longer limited because you are loved by the King of all kings in the name of Jesus. The Lord lights your lamp. You will no longer spend your days in darkness. It will be your everlasting light. In darkness, your light will shine brighter in the name of Jesus. For you are no longer sitting in the corners of darkness because the Lord has lightened your candle and you are seated with the Lord Jesus Christ in the heavenly places. I say it again, that your light shines brighter in the name of Jesus. The Lord strengthens you beyond the strength of 1,000 men. men will look at you and they will marvel at the strength and the power, the grace, the spirit of might that is upon you. They will look at you and you will declare by his word, therefore by my God, I leap over the wall in the name of Jesus. I say this to you again, by God, you leap over the wall of sickness, over the wall of infirmity, over the wall of limitations, over the wall of delay, over the wall of accident, over the wall of kidnappings, over the wall of wickedness. You leap over the wall in the name of Jesus. The Lord God becomes your shield in the day of trouble. The Lord deliver you. It becomes your shield in the day of trouble. In the name of Jesus, I declare over you, may his name answer for you forever. May his name become your provision. May his name answer for your provision, answer for your shelter, answer for your deliverance. In the name of Jesus, may the Lord become your deliverer, your provider, your shelter, your captain, your king, your savior, your gracious God, in the name of Jesus. This month of August, you enjoy the pleasure of the King because you stand in the presence of the Lord. The Bible says, for in the presence of God, there is fullness of joy, and at his right hand, there are pleasures forever. You stand in the presence of the Lord, the joy of the Lord becomes your strength, and you enjoy the pleasure of the King forever. In the name of Jesus, I declare, the Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you. The Lord favor you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace in Jesus' name. Amen. Once again, happy new month. If you are born in the month of August, happy birthday. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Beloved, I don't want you to forget, the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for his coming. It is well with you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Have a blessed weekend and enjoy the pleasure of the King in this month of August.